I think what stands out are two things. One is just the detail that is included in the indictment. It's an extraordinary document that lays out the charge and the timeline and the actions by the former president in great, great detail. And I think that makes it a very, very compelling document to look at. I think the second is the story that is told in the indictment of the former president's efforts to obstruct, to make it more difficult for the Justice Department and the government to get these documents back, the communications that were going on between him and staff, his admonition to lawyers to basically try to tell the government, well, there simply aren't any documents. It is, as I say, the details on this, I think, are more than many people might have anticipated and must be worrisome to the former president and the people around him.
Well, the difference between the New York City indictment and this indictment, how would you characterize that?
Well, I think this is much, much more significant. First of all, it is a federal criminal charge. It's the first time any former president has ever been charged criminally. I think that is one important element. But I think the second is the issues that we're talking about here. I don't mean to diminish what's going on in the New York court, but here we are talking about national security secrets. We're talking about the national security of the United States. We're talking about the handling and mishandling of classified documents. And as laid out in the indictment, the potential consequences for the United States from the president's actions as alleged in this indictment. I think it's an order of magnitude different. And I think that's one of the reasons that it is getting the kind of attention today that it is getting.
Well, Dan, it's another unprecedented situation in our nation's history because you've got Donald Trump campaigning while also dealing with these very serious legal issues.
Yeah, again, this is something that we've never seen before, never been through before, and we don't quite know how it's going to go forward. The immediate reaction among Trump allies within the Republican Party last night was to rush to his defense, to condemn the Justice Department, to talk about the weaponization of federal law enforcement against the former president. I think we'll wait and see a little bit more now that people are able to read through the indictment. But there's no question that there is an extra layer of significance to this, and in some ways, some risk for the Justice Department to be indicting a former president in the administration of the person who defeated him in 2020 and who very well may be his opponent if Trump becomes the nominee in the 2024 election. So the layer upon layer of the political part of this is certainly part of the story and another aspect that the country is going to have to digest going forward.